I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I know my own, and my own know me. And there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved except the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Otito diri Jesu. Good Shepherd Seminary. Good Shepherd Sunday. A shepherd onye nchatoro. Another word for shepherd in English that comes from Latin is pastor. This is a seminary, a prepedetic seminary, a seminary for preparation for entering the seminary. You'll be asking, what have these boys been doing at St. John Cross Seminary up to now? And now they are in a spiritual year seminary called prepedetic, because from here they will then enter yet another seminary where they will learn things that pertain specifically to God. Yes, this is a period of preparation, because what we are called to be, that is shepherds, it's not an easy or human thing. Asoya nigbo, asnobo nyincha toro. Ndabai awatakogia. Manende Jesu gwarukwa mbo wataria. Yeheji watania bo. For the Jews, they had only one shepherd. And that shepherd is God himself. Throughout the Old Testament, the Bible, Holy Scripture, refers to God as shepherd. There are some famous passages we are familiar with where this is expressed and prayed, like Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. Dinwenu buonye nchem. Abrusu tapia na obuzo. Dinwenu buonye nchem ka atoro, nechem ka atoro. The Lord is my shepherd. And the psalm also goes ahead to call God, O shepherd of Israel, and regards the people of Israel as flock in God's pasture. Psalm 77, verse 20. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Psalm 95, verse 7. But also, in the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 34, the prophet refers to some people as shepherds. But those people were acting on behalf of God, because the only true shepherd is God himself. But because they were not doing what they were supposed to do, because they were not taking good care of the sheep, because they were not pasturing, but idiru umatara, neje ebehege nwetenri, je mbeheja angetamni, chocha, ihe obula nwere ikinye ha nsogbu, maobu ndoshi, leading them to where they will graze, drink, and then protecting them from thieves and wild animals, especially wolves. But the prophet Ezekiel rebukes all these people, kings, prophets, priests of the Old Testament, to whom God had entrusted this responsibility. He rebuked them because they were not doing their job. Instead of shepherding the flock, they were taking care of themselves. Kama heja zatoro. Hegejine hebundun chatoro initu muhenya. Nabaina said, no inigbu upune megino. Mananda ananas, hegbugitup, no gabetu check it on. That's what Ezekiel was telling them. But God said something very important for all his people and very terrible for every shepherd. But don't worry, I myself, I will shepherd my flock. But for you who did not do it, I will deal with you. It's a terrible statement for all shepherds, but a promise of presence and continuous guidance for the sheep. Nothing that shepherds will do will make God abandon his flock. Secondly, all those who have been entrusted the care of the sheep as shepherds should know that one day they will be told to account for their stewardship. But don't worry, Hosea. Ezekiel, if you go home, read Ezekiel chapter 34. He warned the sheep. Atar. See, yes, anam ha tandun chatar ota. Manufodu ni mu nuba atar of a problem. Sometimes the problem is from you. You don't listen. You don't obey instructions. And you even trample the water for others. You mistreat others. And though the stronger are maltreating others. So it is not just shepherds, so the sheep. Because Jesus will then say, I know my own. And my own know me. Then, in this gospel, Jesus then says, I am the good shepherd. We are accustomed to hearing about the seven I am statements of Jesus in the Bible. That is not correct. If we talk of the seven I am statements in the Bible, it would suggest that these were the only places that Jesus said, I am, but it is not correct. There are different I am statements in the Bible, especially in John's Gospel. But some of them are called absolute I am statements, others are called predicated or predicative I am statements, and I will explain. Absolute, where Jesus just says, I am. Nothing more. Predicative or predicated means I am something else. Jesus, the predicate is what he says he is. Jesus is the subject, and then the predicate is what he says he is. I'm sure all of you passed English. If you didn't pass English, with credit, you wouldn't be here. So you know subject and predicate. Now, if you are talking of where Jesus says, I am something else, then there are seven. We are familiar with all of them. All of them are in John's Gospel. The very first one, we have been reading John's Gospel chapter 6 during the week. I am the bread of life. John chapter 6 verse 35. Then John chapter 8 verse 12. I am the light of the world. John chapter 10 now. This chapter 10 begins with Jesus calling himself the door to the sheepfold. I am the door to the sheepfold. And then in this, from verse 11 to 14 that we heard today, he then says, I am the good shepherd. Later on, in chapter 11, at the death of Lazarus, he will tell Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. And then, 14 verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And finally, chapter 15, verses 1 to 5, I am the true vine. My Father is the branches. You are the branches. My Father is the vine dresser. But of all these I am statements, the ones that are more powerful are the ones that don't say, I am anything else. Those that are called absolute I am statements. An example, John chapter 8, verse 28. When you will have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am. Some translations will say, I am he. But it is just, I am. This is because these statements are made by Jesus as God. They knew what he was referring to. Because in their religious concept, beginning from the book of Exodus chapter 3 verse 14, only God can say, I am. What is your name? I am. Go and tell Pharaoh that I am said. So when Jesus ever said, I am, and the one that annoyed them most was when he said in John chapter 8, verse 58, before Abraham, your father was, I am. Or did he didn't say I was. And they wanted to kill him because it is a man who is just making himself equal to God, using the language that only God can use, making himself equal to God, claiming to be his son. So, it is because he is God that Jesus told the Jews, yes, the Lord God, Yahweh, is your shepherd, but I am that shepherd. How do you know that I am that shepherd? Of course, God is immortal. God can't die. But God gives everything to protect his people. Does not want to lose any. From the Garden of Eden, when Adam sinned, he started looking for him. Even one sheep that gets lost, he looks for that one sheep at every risk. And to show us that he meant it, his son became man. And now he says, I lay down my life. I know the Father, and I draw life from him. You don't know him, but I know him. And it is because I know him, I listen to him, I obey him, I give my life, because this is what he wants, to show that there is nothing he would not do to save, protect, and guide his sheep. Leading. to salvation, leading to full life. From verse 1 to 10 of John's Gospel, Jesus was telling them about all those who had come before who were brigands and thieves. Now he talks at the end of at verse 10, he said, but I have come so that they will have life and have it in full. Njibiabuka onyobuna kwerinam wendo. Because that was why God sent his son. John chapter 3, verse 16. When Jesus says in today's gospel, I know my own, and my own know me, it has to be related to his statement, I know my Father, and my Father knows me. As the Father knows me, and I know the Father, what follows? That is why I give my life. This knowledge is not the knowledge, my dear seminarians, that you acquire by reading. That is information. You can acquire that type of knowledge by reading or hearing about God or about anybody through information. This knowledge is the type of love, knowledge that the Hebrew language uses also to express the intimacy between man and woman. Adam knew his wife. It is the knowledge of love. O nwere ihe amakpotakọ maka mmadụ berso mi furu nya hananya. There are aspects of a human being's life or being you will never know, get to understand, except you love the person. That intimacy between the Father and the Son, and that is the intimacy between the Son and the flock, all those who believe in him. And it is the intimacy between the flock and the Son. Abuguson Jesus furu ndu nke nanya na ndilile bu ndu nke mara onye obo. They know him. They are intimate with him. They love him. And how do they show they love him? Commandments of love. They obey the commandment of love. A hireling and not a shepherd will not lay down his life. All magta a sheep here. And all the ready eat out we are. My dear seminarians, we thank God for the gift of vocations in this part of the world today. In Nigeria, I am with vocation. I am a hot aho. No maro leo no the class one, St. John's. Maro leo no the nele waek. Maro leo no the here today. I am a hot aho. Go for the garika in a stand in the basic boom at hell lagged. Maganenda by snow, back up a manu creek worker. Okay, Pabana Quos. Boru for the Nakwas. EJNL. Oh, Machin was cramming man at the Yemnak. I can know will nil nil up, Pepe, and Bana Miaka. He woke up nil up, Pepe. Oh, no, ye dig on where Tom of Benno. EJ for the name of Heshua Hubumania. I have no creek at Tahubume. I can know Panekan. Okay, put for the Megan also. So that seems to be our case. But on the other hand, you should know, what we do in the seminary, they just two. Two. We guide and discern. We guide and discern. Guidance through instruction. Agishikonu wanche ewo ni ikpumkpum me arugede ni eka maka na ikpumme na ewo na yigido nwa. We guide you, instruct you. But then also I need nanya through your behavior, through your attitude, to know whether this is really the life that will take you to heaven. My brother, that's the thing though. Akwa se di we bai no ya. Rector na katage tete ututu one day makani pasuri yu osigala. Osigala megubo eto shiri chifada na nki ikbubububu. Makana oto atakokonde ga ato ato. The same thing with the bishop. Ayin bundor instruments. No, but can I chuku na bankata? Mary no fodo na no kata no wo hejekuru rector. Sinika go ha biakte bishop ne haja. Not the gag of you have a chuku charo me harman endre. And some just disappear without saying anything to anybody. Or katoi that you have the bad habit of disappearing without telling us anything, than that out of embarrassment and shame, you continue when you don't feel that this is the life you are called to. In those days, some seminarians used to disappear very early in the morning before rising. They'll pack their things and go. Ibi ajuka atojikuwe. But the fact remains that Jesus calls from human beings those who will continue the ministry of guiding his flock, pasturing them, pasturing the sheep, leading the sheep. And if any of the sheep gets weak or sick, there is healing. First reading talks about healing. Peter and John prayed, and in the name, that same name of Jesus Christ, told a cripple to stand and walk. And in the matter, this is shocked. I said, look, in this name, but don't be surprised that this man got well through the name of Jesus. I want to tell you that it is that name, and only that name will save. The same Greek word that Peter used in talking about the healing is the word he used to talk about salvation. Both of them from the same root. Healing here leads to salvation. Unuchetere mgbe Jesu gwọrọ 10 lepers, and one came back to give thanks. Osi nke ahụ ya chetere azụ, your faith has saved you. Others got cured on the body, but they did not receive real healing of the soul, and there was no salvation. Every single day God performs miracles in our lives. But miracle will not save a person who has not accepted the mercy and goodness of God and entrusted himself to him in Christ. That is salvation. You may be healed without being saved. So this shepherd heals, he leads, and as he leads us, Ununanya, there are the various paintings of the good shepherd. In some, the shepherd is just walking ahead and all the sheep are following him. In others, the shepherd is in the middle of the sheep. In others still, the shepherd is behind the sheep. Sometimes you find the shepherd carrying one sheep in his arms or on his shoulders. The way, the truth, and the life. He looks for you, carries you through the sacraments, through your friends and family, through some events that happen in your life. Just accident. Carrying you. Because he wants you then to be embraced by the Father. When you become one with Jesus, then you become son or daughter. That is child of God. St. John tells us in the second reading, then we are God's children. The hug, the embrace. We are adopted as God's children when we allow ourselves to be guided, healed by Jesus. That is what saves us. And finally, my dear seminarians and my dear people of God, only in that name can we have salvation. Many people now are looking for salvation in many different places. We have an imperative. Ọrụ ọdọ, ime ka ndị mmadụ mata ha Jesu, mata ndụ Jesu, mato nye Jesu bụ. To know the name, to know his life, and know his person. So that accepting him, they too will be saved. Outside him, there is no salvation. Ihe ọsọkwara theologians na-agba okukuru. And that nobody knows the mind of God. The spirit blows where he will. So anonymous Christians. So, but only through the action of God in the second person can any human being be saved. Now, many of our so-called Christians are falling away and going back to where our ancestors came from. Why? Because so many so-called shepherds, pastors, prophets, men, women of God, reverend fathers, sisters, bishops, brothers, so many have become heartless, unscrupulous businessmen and women who manipulate, deceive, and torture the people just to gain fame, power, and finally, money. Ego ihe ji aha Jesu eme na Nigeria tata. It's incredible. Mabe mba asile unu we, unu gbajegide. Onwe onye bidoro gwo signboard ni hu seminary now, so unu na ana akwa amuma unu sode. And then with one thing I want to tell you, some of these so-called prophets, some of these so-called prophets are men and women of God. St. John wants us to discern good spirits. I want to hear Father Henry Atamagwaram this morning. Enwere spirits. But some of these elemental spirits have knowledge, but they are evil. And if you make yourself available, they will furnish you with the knowledge they have for you to deceive people. And I will keep reminding Ndoka, Revelations chapter 19, verse 20. We remind you that God will allow all these evil spirits being used by Satan to continue operating. But on the last day, the dragon will be defeated along with all those false prophets who have been deceiving people with miracles. So it's not just about onye huru amuma o, ma bu onye rere miracle. Sometimes no omume he na egoshichere unu na nda abondo inyama na nda ebia munu sukuhin mege mere baptism may confirm gba ekwonuka. And if a priest of God in the Catholic Church begins to let himself be used by these evil spirits, you know what is the truth, and you run to the truth and allow him, allow God to judge him, allow him to destroy himself. And my brothers, orodo, and I want to tell you, Sutana anu ne receive today. Nwabo na cha pa 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 pa. Director even with the vice rector and auxiliary. Nwere the head there. I hang chair, guard the grumple, you know, so that you know you again with grumple. No, ask me, no, kem gozribu nuji. Your life is not going to be without rumples. Una watari am na gwa unu. E yiri suta and again with grumple. It's enough humble life under father. Your life is not going to be without rumples. And today it will get dirty. No matter what you try. Agwe ana abu boshe merma de baptism. Si agbagdembo ki hu ni de were kwa cha site na nyema kanda mrugne baptism na ndende gne na. It is the same instruction. Ihe a bu a symbol of a new life. Uniforms nwere ihe na represent. This uniform represents simplicity. Even though no good for the nine and akwasuta nine with styles m ga wota gi iga mege ma bu Versace ma bu Armani ma bu Gucci. Akwagburu sutana here iga mege nke yi. But the simplicity and the how for the sky blue, snow of white, the whiteness, they are all symbols of a simple life and a transparent life that you are aspiring to live. And don't be discouraged, don't be deceived. Mana oburukwa me. Misunderstanding da. No odizukwa kita o. Maka na ona abuzo onye chi fada abia sia na ina ferugo igbugozu. Well, em na gwadebu nu o shabne kopo ade magne fada o mo bru no derede. Jumana ndene na nna unu. Na mbi ene parish pistol fodo gna jakundo ka ndo ka da no anu because no bugi ho nrenya abo na ho. E god de mag. Parish is ga hamaja. O de mag. Ya me marqua bi fi nar sultan ke ba na beta no de gin. Mo bri ya bi choja o. Mana oburu oru mgbasa ozioma a ebidola ekite ozioma gbasaridere n'igbo Nsukka n'ala Igbo ledere Olama. So we are beginning afresh. And you must be ready to dirty that sultan in the effort. Don't, you can't go before God and tell him, Lord, you can see my sultan is clean. He will tell you, but your hands are empty. You didn't do anything. Orod. If you are coming to toil and you are ready to lay down your life for these wolves who put on the clothing of sheep, Yenegbuka Kita ne Nigeria Bondoka, the so-called prophets, men of God, some of them priests and religious in the Catholic Church, but they have destroyed the church from inside. And he make it take Piemono confront all her. In this age of public, what do you call it? Social media. Hey, we're going to meet Hachi. And they're going to follow, follow, share, share, follow, follow, follow. Nke he karagabe zoku. So very often, these wolves come in the form of sheep. Sheep. And under the shepherds, we keep quiet. Ka wolf who bladele. Any shepherd that behaves like that is a hireling. Obuge true shepherd. The true shepherd gives his life, lays down his life, lays down his reputation. And all kageja yarege gneju kabo nyozo. Magane he ne feeling ni big man of God ni we charism simply because no bi ho kakizri bi neme. They are looking for miracles and abracadabra, but you are directing them to Jesus Christ, who says, "You will be poor." And your cars will be broken. Nor months in a mechanic village. And they will be riding fancy cars. Some are hirelings. Some are wolves in sheep clothing. Our personal effort. Not of God's grace. But you must also make up your mind on whom you are looking for. And what you are looking for. And of course, Mother Mary, the mother of all shepherds, will always guide and protect you. The life you are beginning is a very happy life. Very, very happy life. Father God, get happy, Abba Father. God, tagaho. Because once you stop clinging to anything, you stop clinging to love. You stop clinging to family. You stop clinging to material goods. You stop clinging to power, fame, money. You become a free person. And you get back all those things. You'll be a very happy person. Be a very happy person. One sign of a good shepherd is that he is a happy shepherd. In spite of the difficulties. And may God guide you, seminarians of Good Shepherd Seminary. Now, whatever you become in life, you'll be happy doing the will of God. But if it is his will that you become priests, that you'll be happy priests in the mind and image of the Good Shepherd. Amen.